Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpe and Peter Torpe.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. And on this week's show, we'll be talking about Ceratec products and services.
We'll meet Lisa Salinger and Jamie Pauls, who both work at Ceratec, and they'll be describing many of the products and services that Ceratec provides, including System Access, SAMNet, iBlink Radio, and DocuScan Plus. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is make connections however you can.
The Cero in Ceratec and Ceratalk is a Spanish word that means to connect. And we really are all about making those connections with each other and with the technology that empowers us and with the world.
That was Lisa Salinger.
And what she's talking about there is, it's important to build up a community and network with people. We can learn a lot from others. There's many people who have skills that we don't have that complement what we know, and we can share experiences. And that's sort of what we're trying to do here with this Viewpoint show is get people in touch with other people who have had visual impairments and overcome difficulties from around the world and different disciplines and sharing that knowledge and stuff. There's a lot to learn from others.
And picking up knowledge from somebody who has it and transmitting it to somebody who doesn't. And you may have noticed many, many of our shows feature interviews with other people. Well, that's because they know stuff we don't. And we're learning a lot, and we hope you are too.
Right. You can't always find them right in your local community. And fortunately, these days, the internet has really made it such a small world, and it's very easy to find these people from all over the place.
Turning now to our low-tech item, let's meet Lisa Salinger and Jamie Pauls.
I am Lisa Salinger, and I live in Northeast Pennsylvania along an interstate. I apologize for the traffic noises. I work with Ceratec, basically doing sales and customer support, although I'm privileged to be able to dabble in several things. A bit of writing, a bit of podcasting. I've been with the company since August.
I'm Jamie Pauls, and I have been with Ceratec since November 1st. I am the content director for System Access Mobile Network, iBlink Radio, and I'm also the host of the Ceratalk podcast. So, like Lisa, I find myself doing several things with the company.
They were fun to talk to. They had a lot to tell us about Ceratec products, which I wasn't so sure about. I had heard of Ceratec. I knew of some of their products, but I wasn't really aware of the wealth and diversity of all their products and how their services ran.
So as you heard, they're both quite new with Ceratec, and they're both really enthusiastic. But just because they're new at Ceratec doesn't really mean that they're new at working on adaptive technologies. They both got a lot of experience with that. And of course, as most of the employees at Ceratec, all the way up to the CEO, they've got visual impairments.
I am totally blind. I have something called optic nerve hypoplasia. It was a condition at birth. And as a matter of fact, the vast majority of Ceratec employees are blind or visually impaired.
I am also totally blind and have been since birth. It's an undeveloped optic nerve, so I have not ever had sight either.
The other interesting thing is that, I asked where they were located, and there are people scattered around the country doing different parts of the job, but connecting to make one cohesive whole of a company and products and services for the visually impaired.
You are listening to Viewpoints, 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 Viewpoints.
This week's focus topic is some of the products and services that Ceratec provides. This includes podcasts, System Access Mobile Network, otherwise known as SAMNet, iBlink Radio for both the Apple operating system, iOS, and the Android, System Access Screen Reader, Remote Information Manager, and others. We're saving DocuScan Plus to feature in the high-tech segment. It's a scanning and reading system. So let's start with their podcast. That's one of their trademark services slash products. They produce a lot of podcasts. So Pete, can you describe what a podcast is?
Oh, yeah. So a podcast is essentially if someone makes an electronic copy, a digital MP3 file of a radio show or some kind of interaction, they can put that up on the web. And generally, you can either download it directly and listen to it on your PC, or you can open it directly from the website and listen real time. But the special thing about a podcast is that you can subscribe to it. If you have a program such as Juice or some other podcatching program, you just copy a specific link into your podcatching program, and then it will just download these programs automatically to your computer so you can listen to them anytime you want. If you have, for instance, a Bookport Plus, the Bookport Plus being a Wi-Fi device, is actually capable of downloading those podcasts directly onto the Bookport without any computer being involved at all.
And the one you use, Juice, that's fully accessible, right?
Yeah, it works very well with JAWS and probably any other screen reader. And I also use the Bookport to download podcasts.
So let's find out what some of the podcasts are that Serotek offers.
One of the areas that we're really growing in is the Serotalk podcast network. So there's Serotek, Serotek, and then there's Serotalk, Talk. So you can go to www.serotalk.com, for example, and find our Serotalk podcast. So the podcast arm of the company right now consists of 5 different podcasts. Serotalk podcast is really tech news, mainstream news, kind of a little bit of everything, just kind of what, it, just a quite a variety of information that the blind community might be interested in. And then if you, for example, happen to be an Apple user, an iPhone, iPad, all those iDevices, then you might be interested in Triple Click Home, which is our Apple podcast. If you're an Android user, then you would be interested in That Android Show. If you're someone who really has a passion for movies and food and all kinds of different cultural things, then you would be interested in our End of Line Show.
So they have quite a variety of podcasts, as you can see.
And if you're not tech savvy enough, or at least tech confident or adventurous enough to want to do the podcast, Serotek also offers System Access Mobile Network, affectionately referred to as SAMNET. And that's more easily accessible and includes lots of information, including some radio programs.
Lisa mentioned earlier the System Access Mobile Network. That's an area where a lot of information is presented to people who maybe aren't quite as comfortable using a computer, although there are many computer savvy people who get a lot of enjoyment from the System Access Mobile Network. But SAMNET, as it's referred to, has things like radio stations, audio dramas, some described audio, that sort of thing. A lot of information that's really easily accessible, easy to get to.
And that's a subscription service. So we asked them, well, that sounds great. I'm really interested. How would I subscribe to SAMNET?
One really easy way is to go to www.satogo.com. That's SATOGO. There's a free web-based screen reader that anyone can use. From there, you can sign up for a trial account of the System Access Mobile Network. If you like it, then you can subscribe to it.
And we talked about SA2Go in an earlier show. My gosh, it was almost a year ago, show 1114. So if you want to go back to the archives, you can go to show 1114. And in it, we talked about an assortment of free screen readers, and SA2Go was one of those.
And although SA2Go is free, you'll notice from the demonstrations that we gave in that Viewpoints program that it actually is very functional. It works pretty much as well as any of the other screen readers that you'll pay for. Now, it turns out that the free screen reader, you can only use SA2Go if you're connected to the internet. So this is convenient, for example, if you're at a strange computer, say you're at a friend's house or your relative's house.
Or a public library or an internet cafe.
And they don't happen to have a screen reader on their computer. You just have to go to www.satogo.com. And the screen reader will automatically start to speak. Of course, the downside is that if you can't connect to the internet, you can't run this free screen reader. But it's kind of cool.
So they were talking about SAMNet, the System Access Mobile Network. They actually have a special variety of that as a service that they provide to visually impaired veterans.
We recently launched a new program, and that is called SAMNet Vets. And that is for United States veterans of any age who have sight loss. And it gives them access to the features of System Access Mobile Network. So they have the same features that our other customers do. And then they have a chat room and a forum that are specifically for their use. And we are very pleased and very honored to be able to provide this service and to welcome many new veterans to SAMNet.
They can sign up for that through your website, or?
If they go to serotech.com, serotech.com, there is a link where they can read about the program, and then they can begin the sign-up process.
And that's a great service for the veterans. That's a real nice thing of Serotech to be doing, and can be a nice way for the veterans to connect with each other, as well as to avail themselves of the many services and streams and radio programs available on the network.
So this kind of adds new meaning to the term two-way radio. That used to be kind of a walkie-talkie, old-school kind of thing, but this is really a radio, except you can get involved and be interactive. And, you know, I'm guessing there's a number of veterans with visual impairments listening to this program, so that's an option for you. If you don't know anybody locally that you can connect with, but you can connect with people all over the place using the SAMNet Vets.
And as we talked about in our tip of the week, making connections can be a really good thing, both for you and the folks you're connecting with, to share your experiences.
Another service they provide is called iBlink Radio.
iBlink Radio is an app for Apple devices and for Android. It's a free app, including our podcasts and some radio reading services, this particular program. Lots of content is available on iBlink Radio. It's really easy to find in either the App Store or the Android market, and it's quite easy to use as well.
We welcome anyone to download that, blind or sighted, customer or not customer. We just have a lot of really excellent material gathered into one place. Now, granted, the vast majority of our information will be of interest to blind customers, but there's a little bit of something for everyone.
And I might interject as well that our podcasts are free. It's the System Access Mobile Network that is subscription-based.
Right. You can find all podcast information that you would need on Serotalk. You can download podcasts. You can add them to a podcatching program. You can follow each of the podcasts has a feed on Twitter. So there are plenty of ways to not only keep up with what we're doing, but if you're a listener, to let us hear from you.
As Jamie pointed out, if you have the iBlink service, you can actually download this Viewpoints podcast from that service. I'm telling you, someday we're going to have to get an iPhone. We haven't made that move yet, but each of these shows, we talk to people who are using the iPhone to do more and more things with more and more apps that give them some different capabilities and access to different kinds of information. Maybe we'll have to get rid of our dumb phones someday, huh?
But it turns out you don't need a smartphone to get iBlink Radio.
True.
You can get their programs via iTunes on a regular computer, either a PC or a Mac platform. So, of course, you know, we just featured a couple of products and services that Serotech has. There's more. These people have no shortage of products, and some of them are really cool.
We have System Access, which is our screen reader. To me, it's just a very easy, intuitive interface. It's very forgiving. It has speech, of course, has Braille support, and it has magnification up to 6x. We also have RIM, which is a remote solution whereby if you are an access tech trainer or similar, you can connect to the computer of your customer or your student, or you can, if you are an IT person, you can deploy software to several computers that you are responsible for maintaining. We also have Accessible Event. It is a web conferencing platform, for lack of a better term. And basically, it allows you to have accessible content right alongside of GoToMeeting and many of the other web conference programs. Documents can be put on the screen in an accessible format. They can be listened to with speech. They can be read with a braille display. There's also captioning support so that if a conference attendee is deafblind, someone who captions what the presenter is saying, they can log in and the deafblind person can read that caption screen. And then the exciting part is when it's all over, the accessible event can be viewed, and it can be viewed either with all the video, all the slideshows or presentations or files or whatever that were used, or the presenter can just make an MP3 file of it for distribution. He or she might, for example, make an MP3 file and then put it on some sort of portable medium, such as a CD or a thumb drive, along with the documents that were used, and can very easily pass it on and distribute it, disseminate it to coworkers.
This accessible event program really sounds like a very neat thing. What's very common these days in corporations that are spread across countries and across the world is to do these conferencing things on a computer via the PC. And this, you know, obviates the need for people traveling back and forth and things like that. But a lot of these conferencing tools aren't all that accessible. So this accessible event program makes those conferencing tools accessible to the visually impaired. And as Lisa pointed out, also gives you a number of other features. And before I forget, I wanted to mention one other thing. Lisa talked about the systems access software that gives you magnification, braille, and speech feedback. So this is the same as the SA2Go program that works from the web that we talked about, except if you purchase the program, they call it System Access, and then you can run it on any computer, and you don't have to be connected to the internet. So there are various ways of getting access to the screen reader. One is free, but you have to connect to the internet, and the other you purchase, and you can put it right on your PC and use it anytime.
So anyway, they've got all these great tools that enable you to do your work. Well, it turns out, you know, all work and no play makes somebody a dull person. And so they're aware of that, and they've got some fun applications as well.
Samnet has a program called the Socializer in it. And that is one of the things that I really started using the most because, you know, you have AOL Instant Messenger and you have Windows Live Messenger. That is not an official opinion of Serotech, but, you know, some of them, the accessibility changes almost weekly, it seems. But with the Socializer, I can basically have all my contacts in one place. I don't have to open AOL. I don't have to open Windows Live Messenger. They're just all right there in the Socializer, and it's excellent. It's very streamlined.
You know, one thing that Serotech does particularly well is make these programs, you know, they may not be terribly unique in terms of you can get some of this type of facility other places, other screen readers, but they make their programs very accessible, very easy to use for the visually impaired, and you don't have to be quite as technically savvy to use some of these products because the user interface is usually very nice.
So as we discussed, and as they've repeatedly said, many of their services and products are free. And so we asked, well, where does all the money come from?
There are some paid services. As we've mentioned, the System Access Mobile Network. You can also purchase standalone copies of System Access so that you do not have to have an internet connection if you choose to do that. Those are a couple of ways that, you know, that would make a profit. Conceivably, you might hear some advertising on our podcasts. That is something that we are, you know, working on and that we've done in the past. So, you know, there, I think because we are doing so many different things, this is such a diverse company. That is, and, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're able to provide both services that do cost, you know, such as DocuScan Plus, and free services as well.
And it's good to know that they are profit-making organizations, so they can hopefully stay around and provide these services for the visually impaired. But this is a common internet model these days, where companies give away a little bit, and then for some of the specialty things or more sophisticated things, they'll have you pay for it.
And apparently this model's been working pretty well for them. They just celebrated their 10th birthday, and we'd like to wish them congratulations on that, and thanks for all the great products. So if you're looking to reach Ceratec, here's their contact information.
We actually have a few numbers, but these are the two that I give most often. One is the sales number, and that number is 866-202-0520. And then our number for customer service and tech support and general inquiries is 612-246-4818. Or if email is preferred, they can write to info@cerotech.com.
And again, we'll have all this contact information in the show notes. Now for this week's high-tech item, the DocuScan Plus. This is a scanning and reading system that Ceratec makes.
One of our newest offerings is DocuScan Plus, and this is a scanning and reading program. We're very happy to be able to bring this to our customers because you pay one price. You pay $299, and for that price, you have the ability to use DocuScan Plus on your Mac, on your Windows computer, or if you have, on both. It is, I think, an excellent program. My background is as a rehabilitation teacher, and the thing that I love is that I could sit down at the computer with someone who maybe had never scanned a document and was a little intimidated by the whole process, and within half an hour could have them scanning, reading, saving documents, because the interface is very simple. That can be said of a lot of our products, that the interface is very simple. But the mistake that some people make is that they assume that because it's simple, that it's not powerful. And there is a lot under the hood, and there's a lot that you can access. But if you would rather not, you don't have to.
And that's a delicate balance to run. And I appreciate companies that do that. They have a lot of capabilities, but yet, you know, if they're too complex to use these capabilities, you're never going to do it, or people won't learn how. But if you keep the interface simple and keep the main functionality easy to use for people, but yet there's more under the hood if you're interested in getting involved in the details, that's a great compromise. And I appreciate the fact that they did that.
The DocuScan Plus is Ceratec's scanning and reading system. We featured OpenBook from Freedom Scientific in show 1201. That's their scanning and reading system. And so we asked Jamie and Lisa to compare the two and distinguish between them.
It is similar in function to OpenBook. OpenBook has possibly more configurable settings. Depending on your comfort level with such things, that can be an advantage or a disadvantage. DocuScan Plus will process inaccessible PDFs, as will the other OCR programs on the market that are blindness specific. That is a big high demand item. The areas in which DocuScan Plus are different are two. One is, as I said, it works on Mac and on Windows. The other is that you can save your information to the cloud. That information is being saved to our server securely. You can save in DAISY, in RTF, in Braille, in large print, in MP3. There are many options.
More and more computing is being done on the cloud these days, and this is one of the interesting distinguishing features of the DocuScan program, is that once you scan in a document, it'll connect to the Ceratec network and save your document on the net, or, you know, on the cloud. That means if sometime you're at some other computer or you don't have to have your computer where you save the original document, you can just log into the Serotek network and have access to whatever you scanned in before. And as Lisa pointed out, you can either save it as a text file and read it that way, or you can save it as an audio file. You can choose the speech synthesizer that the DocuScan product will save the file in. So for instance, you can just save it as an MP3 file and have it speak to you.
So just in case we totally baffled you with this wide array of products and services that Serotek provides, you know, you can call them up and they will work with you to configure and customize a product or a set of products to do what you want it to do.
You know, if you tell us what you do want, what you don't want, we can kind of help you because there are so many different plans for getting things together or by themselves or buying it outright or paying. And we can walk you through that with no pressure and help you find something that will meet your needs and make you happy.
And that flexibility can be a great thing for people who are either new to computers or a little uncertain about using computers. They seem very eager to talk with you, work with you, and come up with whatever combination of solutions fits your particular needs.
So if you missed any of the links or phone numbers that we gave earlier or that Lisa gave earlier, they're all in the show notes, which you can find at our website at www.viewpointsplus.net, and just click on the podcasts and archives link and you'll get a list with a link to the show and a link to the show notes. That's it for show number 1208. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about training and raising guide dogs. We'll speak with Pam Boy, who is now raising her sixth guide dog puppy. We'll discuss what's involved in making a guide dog from breeding to final graduation. Almost from birth, the guide dogs need to learn very important skills and behaviors. And as a special treat, we'll get to meet the puppy, Casey. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to viewpoints@wxxi.org or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, produced by Peter Torpey and Nancy Goodman Torpey in collaboration with WXXI Reach Out Radio. To subscribe to the podcast, access a full archive of shows and show notes, or to find out more, visit www.viewpointsplus.net. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.